USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boulder, Colorado police are identifying the alleged shooter who they say took 10 lives at a grocery store.
This suspect has been identified as Ahmad Alyssa, 21, of Arvada. He has been charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree and will be shortly transported to Boulder County Jail.
Maris Harold, police chief in Boulder, Colorado. The police also releasing the names of the 10 victims. The youngest was 20. The oldest was 65. Police saying they're still very early in this investigation and are searching for a motive. Former CDC director Dr. Tom Frieden says the coronavirus vaccines have already saved thousands of American lives. Dr. Frieden also saying without proof that the United States is likely to see another surge in COVID-19 cases, but it will be far less deadly than the earlier surges because people are getting vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
At least one resident is dead and two firefighters injured in a blaze that destroyed a Spring Valley, New York assisted living facility. There's no word yet on what caused the fire. Crews spent hours battling the flames and had to help some two dozen residents out of the building. With more on one of our top stories of the day, an officer is being hailed a hero and being identified in the Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooting.
The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Officer Eric Talley. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010.
At 14:30 hours, the Boulder Police Department began receiving phone calls of shots fired in the area and a phone call about a possible person with a patrol rifle. Officer Talley responded to the scene, was the first on the scene, and he was fatally shot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said that he expects Democrats' infrastructure proposal will likely be a Trojan horse that includes other Democratic priorities such as tax hikes. The Senate is working on a major infrastructure bill that lawmakers hope will be signed by President Biden by the end of September. Biden first floated a $2 trillion infrastructure bill while campaigning. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.